You guys ready for a tour?
Rick Shannon and his wife Sarah bought Weathertop Farm in 2003, just before it was about to be broken up for house lots. On this sunny Saturday morning, he's taking a hay wagon full of visitors on a tour of the place.
Does that sound good?
A lot of it is making that connection. Because local is kind of a byword, you know? It's kind of one of those greenwashing things. And just because it's local doesn't necessarily mean anything. I want them to come see that I'm actually practicing what I preach.
Rick is so passionate about regenerative farming that he'll spend time explaining it in detail, as though it's the first time he's telling the story.
So we used to measure the Midwest soil in feet, right? Oh, we have 10, 12 feet. Now we measure in inches because we're losing it. And if we don't do something about it, our grandkids are not going to eat. Period.
Weathertop is a far cry from the flat plains of the Midwest, where the Shannons used to live. This pasture is on a high plateau among gently rolling hills and slowly rolling livestock shelters, where the animals graze for a day or more before they and their coops are literally moved to greener pastures. That's the whole idea of regenerative farming. As they feed, the animals sort of mow the native grasses, and then they will fertilize it. Then the pasture has a chance to grow back.
If you guys know Joel Salatin, if that says anything to you,
no.
Polyface, he's near Stanton there, and he developed these pens. So they get moved every day. You see there's a dolly behind that one there.
Salatin is a standard setter for regenerative farming. Shannon, who grew up in the Congo, also credits Zimbabwean ecologist Clifford Allen Savory and the writer and environmentalist Wendell Berry as inspiration for this approach to raising animals. You enrich the earth instead of depleting its nutrients. Weathercrop raises mostly poultry, pigs, and sheep, but Shannon says,
our crop really is the pasture, and that's a perennial, it's a permaculture, it is the ultimate permaculture out there. And we're just kind of putting the animals on top, they condition the soil, they condition the pasture, and then we get to reap all the nice benefits on top.
Far from harming the planet, regenerative farmers say an intact ecosystem like this is the only thing that can save it, and that the animals, specifically ruminants like sheep and other grass-eating species, are key to that cycle.
They've eaten almost all that brown stuff as well. They can even take that stuff that we couldn't even remotely eat, and they're turning it into food for us.
So plants do play a role here, but Shannon argues that without cycling them through the animals, none of the magic happens. And that brings us to his existential question. Can your beans do that? It's the name of his podcast.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm calling this podcast Waste Not.
Shannon was a philosophy major in college, and it's apparent he was listening in class.
And so this is the language of gestalt. This is the language of emergence. This is the language of symbiotic emerging systems. Much of the language that I use when I talk about ecology.
Rumination has its benefits in thought and in farming. So according to this way of thinking, in order to take an important step forward, we also have to look back.
Right, as Wendell Berry says, we've taken a beautiful solution and separated it into six different problems. You know, whereas this is all intact. All the systems, all the feedback loops have evolved over millennium to make it work. And if they didn't work, they would have disappeared. So we're trying to reclaim some of that synergy between the ruminants or all animals and the soil.
Rick Shannon also has a blog where you can read more about the wonders of regenerative farming. I'm Robbie Harris.